This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, a little turn here to go elsewhere. I guess there's some data out of Redfin, the real estate brokerage, that'll concentrate the mind of anybody thinking about getting into the housing market. The company says 65% of the offers its brokers made in June wound up in a bidding war. And while things have eased up a bit as the summer has worn on and more houses have come on the market, for a lot of buyers, looking for a house has become kind of an endurance sport. Marketplace's Amy Scott has the latest in our series, Adventures in Housing.
Meet Joydeep Mukherjee and Shamali Day. They go by Joy and Shy. Both work in IT. They got married right before the pandemic and have been living, working, and bumping into each other in a one-bedroom apartment in Jersey City ever since.
675
square feet. So it is quite tight space.
They started looking for a house last September. After a dozen failed bids, they knew they had to go big or they'd never get a home. So when a four-bedroom on half an acre came on the market for $525,000...
We were able to go up over asking and put an offer for $675,000.
$150,000 over asking.
We were like, we will definitely get this. And we didn't even make top 10. and the house got sold for like some $790,000.
How are you going to compete with that? They were ready to give up.
You talk about burnout. I mean, they got to the point back in May where they said, Caitlin, we're done.
Caitlin is Caitlin Sauer, their real estate agent with Lighthouse Residential. And she knows something about pushing through fatigue.
I was a pole vaulter, track runner, did a marathon. So the endurance of this, I'm used to.
She's also been a coach and has a degree in sports psychology. All that came in handy when Shy and Joy were hitting the wall.
I've definitely texted them being like, guys, we can do this. Like the little pep talks.
They powered through, and on their 18th try, Joy and Shy finally won. But it wasn't quite the victory celebration you might expect.
I don't know how to explain it. It's like excitement, yes, but I'm not jumping up and down. Like, I just want to go there already, you know?
Yeah.
I actually tell my clients, you know, in this kind of market, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon.
Carmen Meeksa is a broker in Sacramento, and she's earned the right to use that cliche. As we spoke on Zoom, I noticed a plaque on her wall.
So this is Chicago Marathon, and I have the Boston and I have the New York City plaques.
She's training for London now. Running a 26.2-mile race is all about pacing and discipline, not unlike representing buyers in this housing market.
I actually had some marathon clients. They're good runner friends of mine. We literally had to make close to 20 offers before we got accepted.
Turns out the sports real estate combo isn't that unusual. Realtor Bron Wilkerson is also a sports psychologist, strength trainer, and college volleyball coach in St. Louis. He says there are a lot of parallels.
The biggest thing I see is patience, you know, grinding it out and being flexible and going with the flow a little bit.
But staying in that mindset can be tough. Buying or selling a house is often emotional. Clients may be dealing with death or divorce.
I had one client who, she was great. We did three deals for her, but I always knew, okay, week two, here's where she's going to have a breakdown. The psychological background is worth its weight in gold just because you're dealing with people at the end of it.
Sometimes it's about knowing when to quit. For athletes and home buyers, take one couple agent Caitlin Sauer was working with.
They were tired. They said, we're done. We can't do this anymore. And I said, stop. If you don't need to move, I don't want you to have to buy something and hate this process. This should be a happy time in your life. So now they're hanging out with their little kid and they don't have to go out every weekend.
And in the meantime, the market's become a little less competitive. Maybe they'll try again. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.